Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings. This is Bahama D, God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, letting you know you are now listening to ME2K on Motivational Mondays. Get inspired.
Over. I smile, even though I hurt the eye, smile.
you do?
I'll smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people. But
today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Blessed to be here yet another Monday, yet another week. Okay, going right into the news and the updates. I want to first give a big love and shout out to all the ones that attended Mama Tip Top Kitchen at Hostels College on March 1st, which was Saturday. That was their seventh annual Mama Tip Top Kitchen. It went amazing from what I see all the postings and so far what's been reported to me. It was a great event. I look forward to be blessed to be able to be one of their main sponsors next year. So we definitely look forward to that. Either way, I still support what they do because I support all my queens and what they do. And, you know, their uniting the community in such a positive and great way, you know, by having this free event at Whole Souls Community College where the whole families come in and see all these young people doing their performances. You know, it's a day of sisterhood, but like I said, all families are there because everyone's supporting it. So it's a beautiful thing to see, you know, the dads, the brothers, the uncles out there on, you know, sitting down and encouraging, you know, our young ladies, our princesses that one day will be queens. So big shout out to Kathleen and big shout out to La Pere for putting all that together. Big shout out to Nini Ali, that's also doing hostings, and they're passing the crown to her. So I'm very excited about that. It's a beautiful thing to see. I want to get into the Oscars highlights. Okay, so I love the YouTube performance. YouTube performed, and they're always great. Bette Midler, I love me some Bette Midler. I'm sad she can't hit those notes anymore, but I love her. I love her. She's definitely one of my top five favorite singers, so I love me some Bette Midler. Pink did her thing in red. Not only she looked great, but, you know, she definitely always, I mean, she definitely could hit them notes. Congratulations to Lupita. Everybody was excited, of course, when she got her award. And she's just fresh out of school, like fresh out of, like, for performing arts or something like that. So that's great, you know, and to go right into an Oscar, that's big. So you already know this things, you know, are just going to go better. Ellen, of course, hosting, did a phenomenal job. Like always, she's crazy funny. I mean, you got to give it to her. So now that I did those highlights, and I'm sure other highlights will come up as I'm going through the show. I'm just trying to cut through everything I need to cut through. I have a list of stuff. Excuse me. March, if and no one's aware, the month of March is Women's History Month. So in this month, take out from your day or from your month to post something about an extraordinary woman that you know. You know, either whether it be through history or in your own history, in your own, you know, life. We have a lot of sheroes out there, you know, and we need to be able to give them their props on this month, which is the month for Women's History Month. So shout out to all the women that have paved the way. A big queen salute to all those women that have, you know, paved the way so I can be here. You know, it's a blessing. It's definitely a blessing. Shout out to all the queens around the world, all my overseas audience that are always tuned in. Don't forget to follow us, Lush Radio Online, MEQK. Follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, all social networks. Go straight to the website, www.lushradioonline.org, or go to emmae2k.com. Either way, you can be able to hear this show. On emmae2k, go to Listen to Emma. And on lushradioonline.org, you can just scroll down, and it'll give you an option to listen live to the live shows. And or if you don't have access to internet, you don't got an iPad on you or anything, just go to your phone and dial 347-826-7722, and you can listen right through your cell phone. Technology, right? Yeah. So you won't be able to miss anything. Just make sure you log into all those different mediums, and you'll be able to listen to the show. So shout out to all those people out there doing the work. Of course, you know, I'm always supporting the women's movement, so I always shout out the queens. But there's a lot of kings out there that also doing the work. And that first song that I played by Sade was definitely for all the kings, you know, that step up and do what they're supposed to do. You know, I'm just here just thankful that I finally found a king that sees beneath my beauty.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try, would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl, take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight?
Motivational Mondays with Joe Sexy Holmes, Emma E2K, and I just want to see beyond your beautiful, you know, what I can see beyond your beautiful. You know, sometimes it takes other people to remind you just how special you are, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that. Just as long as you take it and you start remembering your self-love and your self-value. And it's great for the people just to remind you, but you should always be the one just to know, you know, just how beautiful and special you are. And part of me is just, you know, my baby is sick and he's getting me sick, but the show must go on, and, you know, you already know what happens in live shows. So, okay, I remembered thing else about the Oscars, which I seen it last weekend for the first time, the movie Frozen with the two little girls. It's a kid's movie. So the song, the main song for that movie won an Oscar. And I was very happy about that. Also, the performance by Pharrell with his new Happy song was incredible. And, you know, I like the fact that he bring out, you know, just the kids. And it just, that song is just a happy song. You listen to it and you're just happy. I meant to put it on, you know, on the board, and I didn't get to do it. So I guess I'll be playing that song next week. But that's a Pharrell. For making, you know, quality music, music about being happy. I'm telling you, music can change your whole mood around. You can be sad, you can be happy, you can, you know, music just taps into all these emotions that people have. Music is very powerful and very deep. You know, I live through with music, you know, music becomes my soundtrack and everything. I hear a song and it just takes me back to certain time and place and year, and I can even, if I, you know, really, really think about it long enough, I can even feel the emotions of when I first heard that song or what I connect that song to. So, you know, big shout out to just the music life, man. Hashtag music life. Don't forget, you know, to give the music life a shout out. I'm going into music. I'll be right back.
I like being independent, not so much as an investment. No one to tell me what to do. I like being by myself, don't gotta entertain anybody else. No one to answer to. But sometimes I just want somebody to hold, someone to give me the jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand, pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. No, if you're out there, to shut people out, I like my space, yeah, yeah, but I'd love to have a soulmate, and God will give them to me someday, and I know it'll be worth the wait, oh, yeah, I swear to be good to you, jacket when it's cold. Got that young love even when we're old. Yeah, sometimes I want someone to grab my hand, pick me up, pull me close, be my man. I will love you till the end. So if you're out there,
shout out to those that have no one and are seeking and are looking. You know, it's not all the time the person that we think we're supposed to be with. You know, we give each other that that space and that time to allow God to bring that person in your life. It'll happen. We're just impatient people, man. So you got to learn a little patience, and eventually God will reward you with that special someone that will really, really care about you, that really, really will respect, you know, the person that you are and just try to elevate you, you know, to the person that you should be, you know. And that's important. We need personal cheerleaders always, you know, in our lives. And not all the time that relationship has to be a sexual one. You can find someone that just really truly cares about you, that is just genuine when they say, you know, I'm praying for you, or I'm thinking about you, you know, or I want the best for you. So make sure you surround yourself by those positive people, whether they be family or acquaintances or friends or people you have just met, but that have that, you know, that just that special something. You know it. You know when you talk to someone, when you're around someone, that they have that special thing that, you know, needs to be respected and celebrated. So in honor of course, March, which is Women's History Month, I'm going to read this little piece, which is, she is to be treated as she deserves. Honor her wisdom. Love her for her heart. Respect her for her sacrifices. Know that she needs encouragement. Compliment her, but give her space to make her own decisions and mistakes. Make yourself available for her needs. Words is not enough. Action speaks louder than words. Salute your queen daily. If you have someone in your corner, and fellas, of course, this goes to you. If you have a queen and you know that she's a queen and she takes care of your needs and she's there for you and she's the model woman, you know, that you've been seeking and you finally got her, don't mess it up by getting around and still wanting to see if the grass is greener on the other side. You know, again, God gives us, you know, what is meant for us, but he can also take it away if we don't appreciate it. So that's just food for thought, you know, in case when next time you guys are out there hunting, when you already know you have a queen at home, shame on you. Come on. Salute your queen and just be good to her so she can continue to be good to you. And because I already know I'm going to start getting IM and email and texting like, where am I? Come on now. I'm a good man and this and that. Okay, yes, granted. But continue to be a better queen, you know. You want your woman to be faithful to you, right? Okay, I'm just saying. You know, you get what you put in. Plain and simple. Everyone has to make their own path and fight their own battles, but you don't have to feel alone in the process. Reach out to a friend or a spiritual soul motivation so you can continue to follow your own journey with inspiration and pride. People take different roads seeking fulfillment and happiness. Just because they're not on your road doesn't mean they've gotten lost. So, you know, that's just to say that everybody walks, you know, at their own beat. You know, and just because they're walking in their own beat doesn't mean that they're not getting to where they need to be or eventually, you know, where they're going. So just because you may not see no one on the side of you walking with you doesn't mean that they're not doing what they're supposed to do, you know, for their progress in life. So respect everyone, you know, respect everybody's hustle and, you know, just smile, man. Give everybody a smile and pray for those that even are wishing you bad. Pray for those haters because Lord knows they're so lost. They are so lost. All they do is sitting down and, you know, wishing you bad. So shout out to, you know, to even to my stalkers. I know they mean well in a little way. They're just scary. You're scary, guys. I hate having to walk in with security. Come on now. So shout out to all those that are just extending love to me. On a daily basis, whether it be through social networks, you know, my true friends that are always, you know, making sure that I'm good and give me that time for me to air out as well, and that motivate me, because even as a motivator, I need motivation, you know. So thank you for all those that are tuning in every week and letting me know that they're listening to the show and that they appreciate me being on the air. Thank you so much. Shout out to Lush. Thank you for that. Even though it was late birthday gift, you know, it was on time and very well received. And all those that are constantly letting me know that my fight and my battle for positive life and for peace, you know, doesn't go unnoticed. And, you know, it definitely brings changes to people's lives. So I'm honored and blessed to be obedient and, you know, and do what I was called out here to do.
Monday. Sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Every other day,
I'm so costume. And if anyone asks, you're taking a smoke break and drinking some coffee. But everyone knows what you're doing. Seems like the bus moves slower just cause you got somewhere to go. So you take a few pills in Beverly Hills. But if anyone asks, you got a prescription, you got an addiction, who do you think that you're fooling? John Doe, I just want the John I know. Once you put the drinks on hold, maybe you could come back home. John Doe.
Addicted to something. Everybody got a grip on the something. Even if it's just a feel, the response of a pill. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. Without it, it's just harder to function at times. You race to the bottom of every single bottle as if there was someone or something to find. You struggle in your mind and you tell yourself lie after lie till you get to the point where it's no longer private. The people that you work with notice the signs. When you walk in the room, it gets noticed. Be quiet. So you break up the silence. You say you've been at the gym, but the way that you look, can't blame on the diet. So what you hiding? Too many freaks, had too much to drink, had too much to drink. Left the club, ended up in custody, ran a drug test, passed it. Luckily, my girl broke up with me cause she walked in suddenly with a woman up under me. I told her, wait, it ain't what it looked like. I must have slipped and fell, clenching me. Well, at least I admit it, cause the worst you could do is to do it and not be mad enough to say that you did it. That's just how you prevent it. Well, I ain't no different. I love all the money, the fame, and the parties with beautiful women. I spent so much time as an underground artist cause I was afraid to succumb to the business and what I become. But that which you judge you become, the path with the greatest resistance. That's how the tables can turn when they pivot and change your perspective and flip your entire position. My whole life I've been dying and wishing to live and experience everything possible. When I told them my dreams, they just said it ain't logical. Now I can see it. It's optical.
That's
Greetings, universe. This is God's elected anointed queen of hip-hop, Bahama Dia, and you are now listening to Lush Radio Online. Salute.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Monday with your sexy host, M-A-2-K. Yet another blessed Monday. You know, I'm just here to give you some energy or try to give you some positive, pumped-up energy for today so it can carry you out through the whole week. Shout out to all those that are on the check-in via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, however it is that you got here or heard about LushRadioOnline.org or Motivational Monday. It's a blessing. And the fact that you're listening, the fact that you woke up today, it's a blessing within itself. So even if you got up today and let's say you bumped your toe before you got to the bathroom, don't forget, come back to where the blessing is really at. You woke up today. You opened your eyes. Don't concentrate so much on that you stumped your toe. And I know that could be very hurtful because it's happened to me. But don't forget about the blessing that came before that, which was the fact that you opened your eyes and you woke up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people kind of miss that point that you woke up. So wake up, people. Wake up. Motivational Mondays, man. Let's go. Get amped up. Go out to the gym. It's gym time. Go out and enjoy your day. Call a loved one.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. Well, that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser. I didn't know I was lost. Oh, 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 I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. I wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. But life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I
looks like me, lost with no destiny.